Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. It's Mr. Ish. We're here at Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. Saturday morning, so afternoon. We're doing a little podcast class. You know, just joined a couple of my friends from Castle Hill. And I got a special guest also. I'll do a little podcast, something interesting, just to put it up so we can see how everything is working. So introduce ourselves from my left to my right. This is my left, in case you don't know.
My name is Brittany. I work at the Kips Bay in Castle Hill.
Welcome, Brittany. Welcome back.
My name is Marcus, and I'm with Castle Hill Kips Bay.
Marcus got a deep voice. Marcus sounds like Barry White right now. and my special guest today.
My name is Isabella, and we are doing a podcast about
what
brought us here and what brought us into being a podcaster.
Okay, well, I guess she told us the topic. Who wants to go with their story first? You want to go with your story first, Isabella? We'll let you go first. You're our special guest. Go ahead. Tell us why you want to be a podcaster.
I want to be a podcaster because my dad is a podcaster, and when he retires, I'm going to be the new podcaster.
Okay, so you're going to take over.
Yes.
I'm not going to retire anytime soon. How long are you going to wait to get this job? So you're 7 now, so how long?
Not that long, right now.
You're going to take over now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a meeting with my boss.
Today.
I have a meeting with my boss. I'm pretty sure that she's going to pay you less than me.
Your boss is not here today.
I know, but you have to set it up so you can have a meeting with her.
She's probably going to pay me more because I'm younger and I'm doing more work. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck to that. I say good luck. But what brought me into podcasting was I like to talk a lot. So that's a great job for someone that likes to talk a lot.
I'm a talkative person, too.
You get it from me.
I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, you get it from me.
Because he's my father.
I like to talk a lot. And I feel like I could talk about almost any topic. So that's one of the things that was interesting. And also, I wanted to try to get the kids to feel, you know, to have a voice, to talk about things and to hear themselves on the internet, you know, on Apple and, you know, and YouTube, so they could, you know, become a little YouTube famous. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be a podcast.
And we're all staff members.
Yes, we are. Except you don't get a check. Brittany, what brought you into trying to be a podcaster?
So I was always interested into like learning new things, and I felt like this is something that would be beneficial for like a work perspective aside from personal. So I wanted to basically learn how to be more talkative with things like that and just get into the, you know,
the technical part of it.
Basically,
I agree.
But I also eventually would like to be able to like maybe do my own so I can actually speak on things.
And doing your stuff and talking your business.
I mean, maybe, yeah, but like I definitely would like to use this as an outlet to like speak out on things that really need to be spoken out about within the world or just like, you know, the community. So I kind of just want to use it for not just entertainment, but like beneficial purposes.
Of course. Getting information out is one of the important things. This is a easy way to communicate with thousands of people, platforms that everyone is getting used to now. 10 years ago, it wasn't a big deal, but now it's like everybody has a podcast. If there's a TV show, at the end, you should be like, follow us on the podcast. And like, we just saw the show for an hour. And they were like, yeah, we got a podcast right after that. So almost every show has one. It's a way of communicating now. It's almost like going on Facebook, IG, and all that stuff. A lot of people just want to know. They want to have as much information as possible. So this is kind of an easy outlet to do that. Why do you want to become a podcaster?
So for me, I grew up an introvert, so I didn't really talk to people much. But I noticed that like recently, like I've been breaking out of my shell because like when I'm having a conversation with somebody, sometimes I do have like a lot to say depending on the topic, instead of like just being quiet all the time or like one word answers. So like podcasting definitely does help me with that and like having more open conversations with people.
Yeah, it also gets you used to speaking, you know, amongst others, you know, with others as a like right now we have one topic that we all are trying to discuss. You can really do this by yourself, and it just becomes your thought type of thing. Having other people, you know, join in, having other people join in is also good because you get other people's ideas and things like that. So You know, doing it in a group, I always call it like a lunchroom table. Like we're sitting here without the lunch, but we're sitting here and we're just, you know, having a cool discussion. I think I just thought about it too. When I was in high school, I was on a debate team. So this could be one of those things also that you could kind of go back and forth on ideas and pick a side, whether it's something you agree with or not. At least you could understand each other a little more by picking, you know, one side to the other or having a discussion like that. Yes, Isabella.
So it's also a way where you can express yourself by talking.
Yeah, you definitely express yourself. And people get to listen to you.
And you know, you get to talk about different topics, and people get to know a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, that's a great thing. As staff members, we want our members to know us a little bit, to feel comfortable around us. You don't always want, you know, them to think that we're screaming at them because they're running around and stuff like that. So this is kind of a way to lay back a little bit, just get into their minds, get into a different rhythm. And the way it is now, you see, I got the Zen going on. My ambiance is wonderful right now. This is my new blue velvet room. I got everything blue, you know, for Brent's Club. You saw my Brent's Club sign?
Yeah.
There's a problem.
I set it up because I was ready for when you come with your kids, when you come with your members. They're gonna be like, that's Brent's Club. They'll be like, yo, they dope over there.
There's a problem about your whole blue velvet room.
What's
your,
the problem?
Your red sign is red, and then your curtains are black, and then your walls are gray. Nothing
matches.
It's blue, but LED lights your chair. That little blick.
All right. Well, black is a neutral color. Okay.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, black is neutral, and then the gray, you know, it blends in with the ambiance of the light gray there. You know what I'm saying?
I see the vision. I see what you did.
You can't hate on the room. The room is nice.
But you said it's blue velvet, the green.
Because I got a blue rug, I got blue chairs.
White floor.
Oh, yeah, my daughter doesn't like the ambiance.
Yellow outlet.
All right, I can't do well. So this gives us a real, real good outlet on, especially like you said, an introvert, a person that you see in the corner, they don't like talking a lot. I think I was that when I was younger. I got out of it real quick when I was like 13 or 14. I don't know if that's real quick, but after that, you can't shut me up. I don't even know why my wife. My wife don't even listen to me. Yeah, she don't listen to me. And she'd rather me text her. My texts are short, and my conversations are long.
For sure, because like also I wanted to say like it also brings out like other people's thoughts. Like if like say you have the same type of idea that they do, y'all could both speak on it because y'all both like enjoy the topic and passionate about it.
And we could get a familiar ground. Like if I don't know much about you, but we're like, oh, I didn't know you like that. I didn't know that. That's what happened over there, in Castle Hill. I don't know things like that. Don't hit the microphone, babe.
I said that because it's a way that people know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, you said that, but
why are you repeating it?
Because we have to repeat it. So it's a way also to listen. And sometimes people like to talk, but they don't like to listen. And listening is one of the exercises that I do with them here a lot. I tell them to like ask a question, and then from the answer, ask another question from that answer. I think we did it maybe the first time that we started. Mm-hmm. It's real important. It's real important because at least it gets us to listen more to each other and stop worrying about asking, you know, the five questions that you have to go through.
Yeah.
I think it's a good exercise. And also getting people to do like open-ended questions.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, do you like being here? Yes. Do you want to? Yes. No. You don't want those questions because you could already see that the mannerism is different. The tone is different. You want to get them to talk about themselves. People like talking about themselves.
Yeah, that's why like in regular conversation, I try to like word it in a way like you can't just say yes or no. Like you have to be like yes and or no and.
Yeah. That you have to really... You know, you could take any question and make it simple and getting a yes, no answer. Or you could really, you know, make them think about it and get them to talk a little bit. Because when they're talking a little bit, then you could feel or you could kind of get some other answers out of them. I know I'm very easy with that. How do you think that this could improve or could help you at your clubhouse? Like doing the podcast? Yeah, Brittany, you know what I mean? How do you think it could help your members at your particular clubhouse? Because we all work for Kips Bay, but every clubhouse is different. You know, the they call us the West Side. The West Side is different than Randall. Randall, I guess, and Castle Hill are pretty close. So that's kind of the same kids. Throsneck is a little bit to the other side. You know, I think there's more houses, but they are by the projects. So it kind of depends on the members that we're having. But each of us are slightly different. So I know that in your clubhouse, maybe you have more teenagers than we have. So how do you see this work helping your particular clubhouse?
For us, I say it would probably help us a lot, like especially getting the kids' thoughts on specific topics, because I feel like we don't, as a program in general, like we don't give like the kids enough like space or like
say so.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like say so yeah. Or like being able to speak how they feel or speak on the topic that they're passionate about, because they don't really have the opportunity to do so.
I know it'll definitely help for your program, but for one of your groups that you do, how do you feel that it'll work, that it'll help you in Castle Hope?
So I feel like a lot of the kids that I work with are interested in things like this, but I see it as like a way for kids to express themselves and be more vocal with not just, you know, things at school, but just like themselves in life. And I want to be able to give the kids like at least another outlet to see if this is something that they'll want to do as they get older. Like, we can't just keep giving the basics of like, you know, school and then these little extracurricular programs like basketball and stuff like that. Of course, like, that's there. It's beneficial.
Yeah, the sports is always going to be there.
Yeah, but I would rather have the kids engage in something way more. Like, and I feel like this would be a start.
Yeah, I think.
And then this is something that kids also talk about actually on a daily. So it's like, if we can get the stuff needed to do it at our program, like, why not?
I also think that for the two programs that we are familiar with is Brent Club.
Yes.
It's going to be really a big outlet for them to understand and to hear from a teenager what's going on, especially in their neighborhood, for them to understand, you know, that there is for whatever answer they do. So I think we had a little workshop the other day, and one of the questions was, will you come with me to the party? Like, we were acting it out. Come with me to the party. And the kid was like, all right, I'll go with you to the party. And then the next thing was like, yo, let's have a drink. And then he was like, nah, I don't feel like drinking. I'll be like, yo, the girls are here. Come on, man. They all want to hang out with us. Let's have a drink. Boom. He decided to have a drink. And then after that, he was like, yo, let's go home. You know, the girl said to follow her, whatever, whatever. Let's go home. And then he's like, nah, I don't feel like going. And, you know, back and forth, we acting. Yeah. But then he gets in the car. And then the next thing that happened is that he got into an accident and he killed somebody or hurt somebody. So, you know, whatever action you have, it's kind of peer pressure. But, you know, it had another reaction to it. So at the end, you know, that particular one, someone got hurt. And now all of a sudden you're 16 years old. Manslaughter, you hurt somebody that could be paralyzed or die, now you're going to jail and your whole life is going to change. So you have to be aware of things like that, especially drink driving and stuff like that. So I think by them hearing it from their own age group and not from someone that's older, because they get tired of hearing it from parents and uncles and aunts and teachers. Exactly. They need to hear it from someone that's their age. So that'll make a big difference for Brent's Club. Yesterday my daughter did Smart Girls. Yeah, she did Smart Girls, and she really loved that one. And I asked her, what you did in Smart Girls? She said, one of the rules is not to tell you what we did in Smart Girls. I was like, well, I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah, they got a secret code like that.
So that's pretty good, because it gets them, you know, to open up a little bit, to have some confidence, especially when it's just the girls together, or even when it's us in Brent's Club, that is just a, you know, a dedicated club to that. So it gives them a real good outlet. Yeah. So I see that happening, you know, through all the clubhouses.
And like back to like the when we were talking about like a lot of sports, like I feel like the podcasting program, like we give like Brittany said, like another outlet instead of just sports all the time. Because I feel like a lot of kids are forced into sports because like that's the only thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And you know, in some clubhouses more than others. Obviously in like Throsneck, they have a beautiful gym, so they have a, you know, big basketball program. For us, we don't have a big gym. We have a junior gym, that's what they call it. So basketball is not the biggest thing here. We don't have a baseball field, so that's not a big thing. We don't have a pool, so that's not a big thing. So for us, really the technology part is what we thrive in. Yeah. So mm-hmm. us having podcasts, us having photography, us having videography, filmmaking, beat making, and you know, like two or three studios, a kitchen that, you know, a culinary you know, place where they could teach you, and having those things, that's what we excel at. So every clubhouse has a little different, but we should share a lot of these platforms together, and that'll help, I think, everyone out. Yeah. I think that's the new goal. It's always been a goal, but it's kind of hard to do it. So you have to really build relationships. Like, you have to do what we're doing now. We have to, you know, be able to go to Castle Hill and be like, oh, I know this guy. I know Brittany. Yeah. And work off each other. Not be scared to give me a call and be like, yo, Ish, I'm doing Brent's Club. I'm thinking about this. I'll be like, oh, that's dope. I say, yo, come over here, or let me go over there and we'll talk about it. People are scared to share ideas. Like, if an idea costs something. They don't. Like, the AP asked me the other day, oh, I need some lesson plans. I give him all my lesson plans. Mm-hmm. They don't. I created the lesson plans. I said, so I know what they are. I said, so if I pass them on to you and you, oh, I could use this. I don't know how to use this, but I'll use two, lesson plan 2, 4, 8. It's just a way, an idea on a piece of paper. Yeah, you still have to, you still have to interpret it. Yeah. You know, you still have to interpret it. So I'm not scared of giving you my ideas. Yeah, I worked hard on it, but it's for the benefit of the company. So, you know, it's not a big deal for me. So, you know, I think people are scared to do that. Like, nah, that's mine.
Yeah, like I don't like that. Like, that's like too selfish, because like, especially if it's a great idea, like let's say podcasting for any, like just hypothetically for now, like that's a great idea to share, but like probably other sites wouldn't really be too interested in it, and like it has to go through supervisors and stuff instead of like asking the kids like, do you want to do this?
And the funny thing is, if anybody came here, and you could see, not to show off in any way, but they give me whatever I want, technically. As long as I'm doing the work, they're going to give me whatever I want. So this could exist anywhere. Isabella, stop that. This could exist, you know, it could exist anywhere. So because it exists here, and you can see how simple this is, but it's still kind of cool, laid back, or whatever, yeah. This is something that you could do a nice little vibe in your spot.
Exactly.
And yeah. It's not that complicated. It's technology. And the way of the future is technology. We already learned that through the pandemic. You know, like those 2 years in the pandemic, we were forced to learn how to use an iPad and how to do everything, you know, through technology. Yeah. You know, I was saved because I was doing podcasts. So when other people weren't getting paid, guess who was getting paid? Me. Because I could call people up. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, you enjoying the podcast? Boom, put you on Bluetooth. And I have 4 people and we're doing podcasts. So I was still getting my little money on the side. You know, they were like, oh, you could do it over the phone? I was like, yeah. They were like, here's the number. Call these kids together and put them all together and do podcasts. So I could, you know, this is something, because I had the technology and because I was capable of taking it home and doing it at home, you know, we got to do podcasts during the pandemic, and how they were feeling, how their family was feeling, what's going on in their life. It was, you know, it was a strange time for all of us.
Yeah. But we all learned, like, well, just like you said, like, even though we all had to stay inside, you learned and adapt, like, to everything that you had. So you had an iPad, so you now you know you can make a podcast off of iPad. Yeah. And just have 4 more people with you. And like that's the same thing like with pushing the program or like bringing a new idea. Like if you just learn and adapt, then people will get it.
I think as a group, we just have to, like the same way like AP reached out to me, then I reached out to you. Exactly. Like we have to get you to reach out to somebody and then, you know, build a little team, because I think I told you off or, you know, when we weren't recording, but Randall's gonna have a big digital arts department. Mm-hmm. They're remodeling and it's happening. It's not that the budget is there, the stuff is going to happen. So, you know, this is gonna be the job of the future. You know, walking with the kids and taking them to class, that's for somebody too. But, you know, the technical jobs and the other jobs that are side jobs, that's what's gonna get you moving up the ladder.
Yeah.
So that's another way of looking at it and making yourself useful. You know, you can learn this. Whatever I learn here, I always find a way to do this. And I already have the idea of how to make money outside the streets. Mm-hmm. I already have that idea. As soon as I got the equipment, I got good at it. I'm like, oh, I could do this. I could host for my friend. I could charge him this for 10 of them. I could charge this for 12 of them. And I could make my money. So, you know, if you're that good or you're that dedicated to it, I could do a podcast about fantasy football, you know, and that'll be a big deal. I could do a podcast with my daughters about makeup. Yeah. And that's kind of funny, just hearing a dad talk about makeup with their kids. I do all that. So if there's a way of making money, I know that I'm out there and I can do it.
That's a great skill, though, because, like, you know, like, you noticed it. Like, you know that, like, you like to talk a lot. Yep. So, like, that's your skill. So, and you're using it to the best of its abilities.
Yeah, there's going to be a day that I can't talk. So I could go back and listen to all of these.
Well, at least now you can, so you can use it.
Definitely. And you know, and for my kids, like, you can see Isabella's floating around right now. But you can see she has some skills. She has a little bit of podcast skills. We know we do it at home. We have a little studio set up, a little green screen and all that stuff. So she has like two little chairs where they sit down and they talk with each other. I try not to put them out because they're so young. But yeah. I give them to, you know, like my nieces and their uncles. And, you know, I share it with them like that. But, you know, I think it's kind of like our little thing.
She's definitely a prodigy.
She's already trying to kick me out. But she also, anything I do, she wants to do. So you see her, like, this Christmas, she wanted a camera. So we bought her a camera because she wants to film. So whenever you see me at an event, she's most likely filming. She always has one of my cameras and she's filming. So she likes it. So why tell her no? So, you know, I'm one of those parents that be like, all right, let's try it. And if you get good at it, then that's good. That's a plus. But if not, at least you're learning something. So I think the last time he was in Castle Hill, when you did that big Christmas party, or something. I mean, the Christmas show. She was filming.
She was filming there?
Yeah, she was filming. Oh. Yeah, if you see the video, she was filming. She filmed the whole part where the seniors were dancing. Mm-hmm. That was her video.
Oh, that's nice. I remember the seniors dancing.
So she, you know, because I was still setting up the other camera, and I didn't know that the seniors were going to come out so fast. So she already had hers on point. Boom, record. She was good. She knows how to use the tripod. She knows how to use the camera. So, you know, I give her that freedom. And, you know, I use her footage sometimes. That time I know I did because I wasn't prepared. But in other events, I just use it as like a B-roll. If I see something, she might be closer when she's recording. So if I see that I could take her angle better than mine's, I use her footage. Because I know the cameras are good. Yeah. So it's just a matter of what's her angle, what's her style, how she films. And I teach her a lot about the angles and stuff like that. So I have to admit she's a good teacher. I mean, she's a good learner.
And it's amazing that she's only 7 and she knows how to use the camera already.
She's definitely trying. I mean,
was playing with wrestling toys at 7.
She still do that. I mean, you catch her. She got her dolls set up and all that stuff. But you know, she used to set up the dolls, like all the Barbies and all that stuff, and do like a wedding and like have her iPad and do the whole wedding of them walking down and all that stuff. She's creative. I give her that. They always say left-handed kids are creative. She's left-handed.
Is he left-handed? Okay.
Yeah, she's left-handed.
Sorry to interrupt and not to get too personal, but hearing that is like very much like heartwarming because when I was younger, I very much wanted to do things like photography and get into that, but it got bashed away from my family because it was like, this is something that's not going to be beneficial for you, like money-wise and this and that and the third. So I just completely had to just forget about it since, you know, I'm young and I had to basically listen to my parents and understand from them. But as I got older, I was like, I wish I would have had more.
You could still do it. That's the thing.
That's also what I'm learning too. Like, I feel like age now does not matter. If you are up, you're able to wake up every day and move and just do what you have to do for living, you could be able to get into the things that you want to get into.
You know how I got into photography? I worked in a video store. These things don't exist anymore. But I worked in a video store. And then somebody asked me, could you film my kid's birthday? And I said, yes. I didn't even have a camera. I said, yes. But then I was like, now I got to get a camera. Oh, who I know that has a camera? Oh, you got a camera? Let me hold that. Yo, my camera's brand new. Yo, I'll give you $100. I was making $200 for the party. But without the camera, I wouldn't even make $100. Yeah. So I said, I'll give you $100. So I borrowed a camera, did it. Computer, you know, trying to figure out how to edit, stuff like that. Did a little kid's birthday party. Got $200. Then somebody, yo, you could do a sweet 16. Now I got... My man's gonna lend me the camera, so now I'm gonna charge you $300. It's a little different, and that's how I went on. And I tell you, it's one of those things that I learned a little bit in high school. Now, high school really helped me out a lot because I went to a specialty high school. So in my high school, I'm definitely putting my girls in specialty high schools. You learn a lot, and you learn specific things. So since I went to art one, we did photography, we did videography. We did cartooning, we did graffiti, we did airbrushing, anything that had to do with arts, we did. I wanted to be an architect, so we did architect, we did drafting. So every semester we learned something new. So you may not have full-fledged, you know, everything, but I know how to use darkroom. I know how to do my own film and stuff like that. So I learned it through school. So, and then afterwards, you pick up a little more. And if you wanted to go a whole year in photography, just pick a whole year of photography. And that kind of pushes you to learn more and more. And that's how I did it. I learned as much as I can in school, and then I put it to how can I make money out of it. And I make good money out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And like back to her point, talking about like when she said she wished she would have like learned it earlier. I feel like sometimes like it just like our parents didn't even know.
That's true.
Definitely.
So. Yeah, they didn't know the jobs of the future. They thought the city job is the way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, go to high school, if you don't finish, city job. If you go to college, then whatever your major is, that's the job you get. There's people that get a college degree in, I don't know, engineering, and they work in you know, Applebee's. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. I remember when I worked in a video store, there was a lot of people that either finished college or were going to get their master's, and I was their boss. And I only did 2 years of college. So I'm like, I'm your boss, and you're like 45, and I'm like 23. Yeah. And it's just a matter that I could make sure that he got his money. Mm-hmm. I know the technology, you didn't, and I could know how to work a computer, and you didn't. So because of the age gap, you weren't familiar with how to fax a machine, you know, fax machines or anything like that. And I did it, so my boss was more comfortable and gave me more money. So I was your boss, and, you know, you went to college. So that's crazy.
I got a question for you.
Huh?
So you've been doing this for a while. So when did like you notice that she was really getting into it?
Who, my daughter?
Yeah.
As soon as I put the headphones on her, because she felt that it was a way to talk to daddy. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I think that open communication is what set it off real quick. So she was like, oh, this is me and daddy talking. So it was really comfortable. I can't talk to you, baby, because I'm on the microphone. So it was very comfortable to talk. My other one,
I can answer his question.
But if you go over there, then you have to go to the microphone. Okay. All right, well, then don't come to talk to me. You want to answer the question?
I could answer the question.
Okay.
I started my podcast, my first ever podcast, when I was 2 years old.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's the first time I ever started to talk. And
you know what the podcast is about?
It's on the board, so you could listen to it now.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is on the internet. Yeah. What, you don't remember the topic? You don't remember? It was 2 years old. You probably don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, we got to look it up. All right, thank you for coming back. But now we're talking about serious stuff. Go play. So, yeah, so it's just a way to communicate. And I think that as a dad, that's one of my goals, is always to be there and be as open with the, you know, with my kids as much as possible. I think it's easier, you know, in life. You know, I guess we don't all come from the same thing. I remember my dad wasn't like that. I couldn't sit down and talk to my dad. My dad was just working. So, but now with the way the kids are now, they want questions answered immediately. You know, if you're there every day also, it's one of those things that they get comfortable with it. So that's, and it works the same thing with our kids, with our members. If they see you every day, they're going to trust you more. Yeah. When we start moving staff around and there's not a record, you know, I remember Miss Brittany was here 2 years ago. She's not here no more. Oh, man. I remember you was here. He's not here no more. Like, to have a regular staff that you could say that they've been there for a long time, the parents love it. I've seen kids that they were in their mother's belly, and now they're in, you know, they're here and they're 6 years old, and they're in, you know, practically in my daughter's class. And I was their brother's counselor, and now they're in the teen program, and some of them I bring back to work here. So having that, you know, we already crossed almost like two or three generations, is kind of dope. At least for me. I mean, it's a good thing, and I feel good about working with the young ones. I think that's one of my highlights. I mean, for you guys, you don't have kids yet, right?
No.
These are your kids. these are your kids. And Brittany's like, nope.
My second graders are my kids, and those are the only kids I'm jacking.
My fifth graders make me not want to have kids.
Like, sometimes, some, sometimes that's what needs to be done. I think you guys are young, so it's not a priority. I'm a little old. I'm very tired. Even when my wife thinks about having another kid, I'm like, ooh, you're not talking to me.
Priority.
I thought I was out of Pampers a long time ago. All right, guys, I think this was a great podcast, so I don't know how we're going to edit this one. Isabella, I'm going to put your mic back on so you can say goodbye. All right?
I want to highlight some...
What do you want to highlight?
Some teachers and kids, but...
Okay, please.
Miss Alexa, Miss Alyssa, Mr. Sebastian, Mr. Jerome, and Miss Brittany.
All right, you're giving a lot of shout-outs. All right, I'm going to give a shout-out to myself. Thank you again and for coming by on Saturday, our little workshop. We're going to edit this together, and we're going to see how it goes. All right, so let's say our goodbyes.
Goodbye.
All right, you say goodbye. Next.
Peace.
I'm ready to cut you out. We're out of here. Bye, Brittany. You don't even say bye to nobody.
I was waiting for you.
Peace to the dog.
Peace to
the dog.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 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 check.
All right, we're out of here.